Leo Laporte, the tech guy, wishing on a star, a.k.a. Kim Schaffer, back still. She's still back from the Bahamas. You're going to be like tagged for that with that for a long time.
Yeah, I haven't flown back yet. But.
Isn't it funny how after you do something like that, there's this continued trickle of videos and pictures, and not just you, everybody does this.
Yep.
You know, vacations, nowadays, the vacation album goes on for months.
You can only post so much at one time.
Yeah, right. So you go back through them. It's kind of fun. It's kind of a way of keeping the...
And reminisce on the good
yeah,
days.
The vacation alive.
Yes, absolutely.
So I have tasked you, I have given you a task to answer the phones as they ring and line up fabulous callers for this show, and I take it you've done that because my lines are blinking.
They are full.
Who should I start with?
John in Menifee, California.
Okay.
Just went from iPhone to Android and has a couple questions on that.
Nice. Hi, John. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Thanks, Kim.
Hey, Leo.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Hey, so I've been using an iPhone for about the last 6 years, and I got tired of the screen breaking, so I switched to a Droid that the screen doesn't break on.
Really?
And yeah, it's great.
You got one of the active ones. What are they called? I can't remember what Verizon calls them, but they're tough ones, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So now my kids can play Pokemon Go, and it doesn't cost me $150 every time I touch my phone.
Yeah.
So anyways, I haven't used Android for a really long time. The platform's come a really long ways, and I'm loving it. I've been using it for a couple of days now.
Good.
But what I'm concerned about is, you know, on Apple, everything's really locked down. The operating system is really well-defined. I think there's a lot more flexibility on this phone, and I do my banking on my phone. I have all my everything on there. And so I'm wondering from a security perspective, do I need to get an antivirus on that? Do I need to change anything that I'm doing? Help me out a little bit because I'm a little bit worried.
You know, Apple's strategy is absolutely about locking it down for several reasons. Security is certainly one of them, primary reason, but also locking you into the Apple ecosystem and for reliability purposes. And this is kind of interesting. You know, you get better battery life on most iPhones, and that's really goes down to the fact that Apple is very restrictive about what an app can do. Apps can't sit in the background and suck your battery as they can on Android. I'm not convinced that Apple's strategy makes you more secure. You have to buy everything through the Apple Store, but stuff has leaked through the Apple Store. Because so many people own iPhones, you're always a target. When you're on a platform that is widely used, you're a target. And of course, there's a lot less heterogeneity in the iPhone market. You know, there's only a handful of models of iPhones. There's literally thousands of different Android devices. The rules on both are the same, though. You do not need an antivirus. I think antiviruses on mobile devices are very limited use. The way mobile devices are designed, even Android, is very different than a desktop operating system. The most important thing, as with a desktop, is to keep it up to date. And in fact, you know, I think you're probably okay with Motorola. But you should always, before you buy an Android phone, check to make sure that the manufacturer has agreed to keep the phone up to date, at least for the lifetime of the phone, which is several years. And that includes monthly security updates. Google now puts out monthly Android updates, and you want to be getting those no later than the middle of the month. There is a delay because Google puts out the update, then the company, Motorola in this case, has to vet it, make sure it works with their phones. The carrier also is going to want to vet it, make sure it doesn't damage their network or whatever. So you've got three parties for every Android phone that have to look at these updates before they go out. And then the carrier has to push it. Unlike Apple really used its market clout to force carriers to let Apple update automatically. So Apple users, the chief reason Apple phones are more secure is because Apple users are almost always using the most recent operating system. And they get patches automatically. And they keep them up to date. If you do the same with your Android phone, I think you're in pretty good shape. I don't think you need an antivirus. There are a few things to avoid doing. You'll notice in your settings, you know, on an iPhone, if you want to buy apps or download apps from other application marketplaces besides Apple's, you have to do something called jailbreak it. You have to actually really hack it. And in my opinion, it's not a good idea. On Android devices, there's a checkbox that says download apps from third parties. Yeah, that's it. You've in effect done a jailbreak. And they have a big warning, says, well, be very careful and blah, blah, blah. You should I would only do that if you really know what you're doing. In the most cases, you really want to stick with the Play Store. And going beyond that, the Play Store isn't quite as well vetted as the Apple Store, so you'll also want to be careful about what you download from the Play Store. Don't get wallpapers from Russia. Okay? be careful about, get apps that from known names. Don't junk your phone up with a lot of bad apps. That's my main concern on Android. Get those updates. Make sure that your manufacturer, Motorola, is safe. We'll push those updates out on a regular basis. Don't ignore them. When they come, do them. Be careful where you get applications. And then there is, and it's automatically on. You don't have to, just don't turn it off. Google has set it up, and I think this is really great, that every time a new application is downloaded on an Android device, it's scanned for known attacks. They, like Apple, also have what's called a kill switch. If apps are discovered to be malicious, which happens all the time, they'll automatically kill them, delete them, or knock out their capabilities. I don't worry. In theory, yes, an Android device is much more risky than an iPhone. I think the biggest problem with an Android device is there's so many things you can do with it. It can be overwhelming for people. Some people like that. You're obviously a geek. I like it. I like to be I like to be able to mess with my phone and change settings and stuff like that. iPhones are best for people who like the way Apple's decided to do it, and they just want to do it that way. And in most cases, you're in pretty good shape. That's a safe thing to do. So yeah, I think you don't have to worry unnecessarily. Stay away from the CIA. Don't get on their bad side. On the other hand, now, if you're going to Russia, I'm going to Cuba at the end of the year, would I bring an Android phone? Probably not. I'd be a little bit more careful about what I take to less secure areas. Okay?
Perfect.
Hey, enjoy your new phone.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks, Leo.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Phones are so expensive now. High-end Android phones, high-end iPhones, we're talking, close to $1,000. You just don't want them to break. I tell you, though, where you really get a benefit from Apple is in their service and support. They really are remarkable. And that's really what you're paying for. I think a lot of times Apple hardware is more expensive than Windows PCs, for instance. But you're paying for amazing support. And if you're near an Apple store, and my son has broken many an iPhone. I was visiting him in Colorado yesterday. He's at the University of Colorado at Boulder, and he had broken his iPhone again. He said, "It just won't start." He's an iPhone 6S. And I said, "Well, bring it into the store. You never know. Those geniuses have a lot of leeway." And sure enough, the genius couldn't figure it out what was wrong. We think that the phone was bent a little bit, and maybe the motherboard had cracked, the logic board. But for whatever reason, the genius, who has a lot of leeway, said, "Yeah, let me give you a new one." And he got a new one. No charge. And that's where Apple really stands out. I don't think Verizon's going to do that for you.